Stand by satellite. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind. Driving you mad.
You've been living in a dream world. This is the world as it exists today.
The only thing that restricts the activities of the surveillance state are policy. They'll say that because of the dangers that we face in the world, we need more authority. We need more power.
Surveillance is at an all-time high. The Constitution is being violated every day. Your gun rights are disappearing day by day. Learn how to fight back legally and responsibly. With your host, Steve Cates, on A Call to Rights. Call in now, 602-277-5369, or nationally, 1-866-536-1100.
So, as we set out to defeat the divisive forces that would take freedom away, I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice, from my cold, dead hands.
Here's your host, Steve Cates. Always refuse to be a victim.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, at 6 minutes after the hour, we continue our journey expressing freedom. And that's what this radio show has always been and will continue to be here at the 11 a.m. position here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. I'd like to welcome you to another adventure in freedom with some very special guests. And a hearty welcome to all of our friends watching us on Facebook Live around the nation and around the world. As you may know, the Call to Rights radio show has been here on the air on this particular radio station, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, for well over 12 years. And as your humble host, this is the main theme of the radio show, and it will always continue. Always refuse to be a victim. In our humble opinion, a victim is simply someone with no options. Always fight back, legally and responsibly. And the sub-theme should be well known by many regular listeners, and in case you're just waking up for the first time, we hope you join our family. And this is the message. Never be a spectator in the fight for freedom. This show is about you, so get in early on the conversation. The local Call to Rights hotline is 602-277-5369. Let's light up the phones, also nationally at 1-866-536-1100, and check us often at calltorights.com. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to March 1, 2020. As you know, President Donald John Trump was here in the Valley of the Sun Wednesday, February the 19th, and an amazing crowd that showed up there as all of the president's rallies around the nation continue in force. We here on this particular radio show, of course, support the president, and there's many things to talk about. But today, we're honoring the son of an individual who was honored by President Trump at the rally. If you were lucky enough to be there, you got to experience a 100-year-old World War II veteran. He became a viral sensation overnight after a video showing a pair of Trump supporters carrying him to his seat before the president's rally in Phoenix on Wednesday, the 19th of February. Here to talk about this and so much more is the proud son, Stephen Julian, of his father, Irvin Julian. But a little background on Dad, a 100-year-old individual, United States veteran, of the United States Navy. His father was born in Waltham, Massachusetts on October the 1st, 1919. And think about that, ladies and gentlemen. The other horrific virus that spread the pandemic around the world, the so-called Spanish flu, was waning at that particular time. His father, Irvin, enlisted in the Navy in 1941 and got out when the war had ended. He put a foot in the submarine to have duty there, but he had ear problems. So he went then and moved on to naval aviation, was stationed at the Corpus Christi Naval Air Station in Texas his entire time. He got married in 1948 and has been married for 71 years. And he and the family moved to the Valley here in 1948. And this particular event, ladies and gentlemen, is so marked. This man, of course, always wears red on Friday to honor veterans. We'll be introducing his son, Stephen, in just a moment. But let's go back in our time capsule, and let's hear what President Donald John Trump had to say about the veteran that we're saluting today, Irvin Julian.
It's all over TV that the folks here tonight have helped a great World War II veteran into the arena. I don't know if he knows it, but he's right now the hottest celebrity in the world. I don't know what's going on here. He might even be hotter than Trump right now, I have to say. Did you see the scene? No, he's all over television. Even fake news, CNN had him on. But they say he's a legitimate great hero of World War II, Irvin Julian. Irvin, thank you. Son Don to get a couple of hats and get some things and give them to Irwin right now. And I want to thank you. Really, that's a great honor. And thank you for the great job you've done. An American patriot. Thank you very much. Thank you, Don.
President Trump's salute.
TV that the folks
An amazing salute, ladies and gentlemen, to a 100-year-old veteran, as the president, of course, honors his service to our nation. But here, ladies and gentlemen, the backstory before we go to our first break of the Call to Rights radio show. Proudly introducing the proud son, Stephen Julian. Stephen, welcome to the radio show. That must have been an amazing honor. I'm sorry I couldn't go there, but how long did you guys have to wait to get into that particular event?
We were fortunate. I did have credentials. So
oh, you did?
We got there at 3 o'clock. And I had a contact, and they made my contact. They came out and escorted us in. But the thing was, to get down, he said that there's some stairs we got to get down. And he said, you think you can get your dad down there? I said, sure. I said, I'll get my son on one side, me on another, and we'll just walk him down. Right at that same time, just two guys coming up, and they said, hey, we can pick him up and carry him. And that's where it all started.
That's amazing. Totally incredible.
We go down this, they start carrying them, and the crowd started clapping. And the next thing I know, I've got my hands up making it like louder, louder. Next thing I know, they start breaking out in the USA chant.
Oh,
and
that's a beautiful thing.
I turned around to my son and I said, all this for grandpa.
Wow.
It was incredible.
You know, there's words can't describe, ladies and gentlemen, those of you watching us on Facebook Live, your questions or comments. Our special guest, Stephen Julian, will be with us till the bottom of the hour officially here as our guest, but he'll be with us throughout the entire part of the radio show. But we got about a couple of minutes before we go to our first break here, and I just wanted to say, what is that feeling like to you? This is the emotional side of this. Describe that, Stephen. Tell us. I mean, what does that feel like to you?
Every time I play, I've played that several times. I mean, people see me. I wear my hat every day now, and I'm proud of it. I have a story.
Keep America great. You bet, ladies and gentlemen.
And I play that for people, and everything, just like you just played it. It just, the feeling that I have inside, sitting there going, that's the president talking about my father.
Amazing. Isn't that incredible? And again, this is, I want the audience to know this, and all of you watching on Facebook Live. Stephen and his family did not set this up. This was no pre-set up as far as an interview. This just happened spontaneously. And wow, you know, 100-year-old father. I mean, that's God. I mean, God bless mine. Mine passed when he was 84. I hope your dad lives for another 100 years and beyond. But that's an amazing message to send out, and an amazing president to honor. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning into this radio show for the first time, we do so much. We've had so many people, and you'll continue to hear the great stories, like we're talking about in honoring Irvin Julian by his son Stephen Julian being here. But we have so many surprise guests that are coming up here on the Call to Rights radio show, with some new sponsors, by the way, that we'll be introducing next week here on the radio show. Stephen, stand by, because we're going to our first break. And ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate the support that we have out there for this particular radio show. 12 years on the radio is a tough road to hoe, because you want to have sponsors, and we really value the sponsors that we have here. And even equally important, I want to thank our producer, LJ. And also a guest in our studio today is a good friend of mine, Laura B. She's joining us here. But much more when we come back on the Call to Rights radio show with me, Steve Cates, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
By definition of a free society is a society where it's safe to be unpopular. That quote from Anonymous. 18 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you, special guest adorn this particular radio show at the bottom of the hour. We'll switch gears and we'll keep the regular folks that you see here on Facebook Live on your screen. We will later introduce another particular guest. We'll be talking to Tim Winders. He's going to be talking to us about how to live off the grid in these very, really troubled times and people worried about the coronavirus. He has a lot to say about trying to become a minimalist in a world where you're supposed to buy everything. But for now, our very special guest, and we're proud to call him a friend of the radio show, Stephen Julien. His father, in case you're just joining us, Irvin Julien, was honored in a most spectacular way by President Trump when they were here, of course, at the most amazing place at the Arizona State Fairgrounds back on Wednesday, the 19th of February. Stephen, I don't want to steal any thunder from you. To talk a little bit about the backstory of this, what it means to you and your family, and there's some things out there that I think you want to say about why this is so important that we reelect this man, President Trump.
Well, first of all, I want to say that this wasn't staged, planned, or anything. Don't ask me. It was like an act of God, the way things just, one thing rolled after another, and what led it all the way up to President Trump honoring my father in front of 6 million views from that video.
That's
of
incredible.
Him getting carried in, which included Junior retweeting it. He got all choked up. He actually bowed down to my father when he came up to him. And he got all choked up and teary-eyed all the way to President Trump and what he said. He gave the rally to my father.
Wow.
Literally called him a world celebrity. Said he was more popular than Trump. And at that minute,
he was. And, the numbers prove it, right? The numbers definitely prove it.
I found out 2 days later from the guy with the beard that carried him down who came from Vegas. Those mm-hmm. two guys actually met there camping out. And the one was from Vegas, and he shot up back to Vegas and went to the rally up there. He told me that Ivanka tweeted out 2 days later. The Trump's press secretary spotted him in the crowd and did an interview with him. The power of the media, which to me this was all good media,
yes.
And was phenomenal. But the message I want to say is that it was – unbelievable what Trump did for my father. I mean, he actually gave him and honored him in front of 15,000 people live with another 15,000 people that were outside that didn't get in.
Oh, you bet they watched on the Jumbotron, which is amazing. So in the limited time we have, again, congratulations to your father. I mean, I say that, and not just to your dad. Let's also be fair to every other veteran out there. You know, many times you've heard me on this radio show salute another veteran, Jack Holder, 98-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor. We had, of course, Delta Force operators from Mogadishu involved in Somalia. Great guests. But the message, what do you want to say about your father and those veterans out there? What do Americans really need to know about those that gave this and those that gave the ultimate sacrifice that night? Tell us in your words, Stephen, what's the message you want to give about veterans in our country?
That we're thankful for what they did. I mean, in fact, give you an example. We were in our seats, which were directly behind this mm-hmm. stage. My father, I'll never forget this one woman. I saw her when we were driving into the Coliseum.
Right.
I saw her on the street wearing a red, white, blue dress. She just happened to be sitting in our seats with us. And she came over. She was from Iraq. She'd been here 15, 20 years. But she told my dad that he is the reason that this country is what it is. And she thanked him over and over. And she said, that's why we came here and we live here now. Because you fought for this country.
Absolutely. And there's so many forces that want to denigrate that. And I think a message not to all millennials out there. I think many of them, and again, I'm 64, so I know a little bit about aging. And you're younger than I am, and God bless all those that have served. But I think it's so important for millennials to understand the sacrifice. You know, it's not just living in a little stack-and-pack apartment with Wi-Fi penetrating the walls and, you know, go out and get your food by these, you know, home delivery services. There's more to life. And I'm not making fun of that. I think that's an important message. But, Laura, you're a friend of ours for so long. Is there a comment or question you want to add to this briefly?
Well, one thing I can just say, I watched that video several times, and if you don't get choked up watching that, then I don't think you have a pulse, because it affected me. I knew it was spontaneous. It was absolutely fantastic, and I literally had tears. I choked.
Amazing.
It was amazing. And to every veteran out there, I wish they could have the same honor that your father got. It was great. It was fantastic that Trump did it spontaneously.
Absolutely.
And
we're all
and gave it more than a minute.
Oh,
and made it go viral. And how many interviews did you end up getting out of this?
And it wasn't staged. That's the important part. Ladies and gentlemen, 602-277-5369. That's where we are. We'll have Stephen Julian, he'll be here for the entire hour, even though we'll be joining another guest at the bottom of the hour. 1-866-536-1100. If the Trump train hasn't come to your city yet, you know it's probably going to come. I'm going to get very political here. I want to ask you directly here. What is it going to take for President Trump to win in this election with what we see with, and I'm hoping Bernie Sanders is the Democratic candidate, because I think Trump will literally, the word's excoriate, the word is, when he's on the stage in Trump style, I don't think there's any way that Bernie Sanders can win. But talk to us. What's it going to take? Because there's so many divisive forces out there in this country today. And let me say this to this radio audience. There's no hate speech on this radio show, okay? We don't come out and attack in a vile and horrible way. And I'm not just trying to be politically correct here, but let me turn it over to our guest. What is it going to take, in your mind, to get this president to be reelected again, based on what we see right now, March 1st, 2020, with all these primaries, Super Tuesday coming for the other side? Talk.
It's for all of us to get together and be supportive of, you know, our president and Trump. He's doing a great job, in spite Trump is Trump, and a lot of people say they don't like him. You don't have to like him to, you know, make him president. And he's doing a great job for our country. And I became much more active since he's become president. I'm now a PC in my...
Wow, did you just say some powerful words? Because you know what? The presence of Dan Schultz is in the audience. And who's Dan? Dan obviously is a good friend of ours. Written a very interesting book about how simple it is for parties like the Republican Party to win these elections. God bless you, man. I'm one, you're one, and more of the listeners out there, because according to Dan and his results, and we'll have Dan on the show sometime soon, or even by phone, look at how many numbers are vacant in the PC world, so you need to have those people that are active, because the magic, you know, as much as we can believe in Christian values, God bless, or whatever people's beliefs are, the sun is not going to rise with a total solar eclipse, and all of a sudden that's going to make Trump get reelected.
And I will say, I'll be, as a PC, we knock doors. I went yesterday to the GOP headquarters right, practically down the street here.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Trump Victory Campaign was there training people. They've got their own people that are going to be knocking doors. If these people come and knock on your doors, invite them in and talk to them. Talk to them about what you like and what you don't like, and let them talk to you about what's good, you know, about our president.
Let's make it happen, right. Let's make it happen. I'm shocked that the phone lines are not lighting up here this morning, but I think I can understand, and people do get a pass not only from me, but some of the other people that are, of course, I'm sure, listening. Maybe you're busy doing something, you're trying to listen to us, and you're even at a church service. I've even heard people say, respectfully, they're in church, and in the left ear is an earpiece, and they're listening to the Call to Rights radio show, and they're still doing their duty as good Christians, or wherever religion they are. God bless them. And there's many out there that are just simply laying in bed, just relaxing, listening to the show, and feel that, hey, we've said it all, and they don't want to comment, but that is why this radio show is here. It's for you, ladies and gentlemen, all throughout the entirety of the radio show. So in the last 3 minutes, I'd like to close with this. Thank you for what your father has done as American veteran of the United States military, and to all the veterans out there. We will continue to salute your cause, both men and women, and let's not forget the women who served our country and those that are getting these awards posthumously, and especially those that win this amazing award called the Medal of Honor. And we've had a number of them on the show. What say you, Stephen, in about 2 minutes?
I just want to thank you for having me on the show today, be able
our
to
pleasure.
Tell my story about the president honoring my father,
yes.
As well as honoring every veteran that's out there.
It's a beautiful story, my friend. And ladies and gentlemen, as I said, we're going to shift gears, but maybe we can squeeze this in just in about 2 minutes. The coronavirus, everybody's hearing about this. Some are accusing the president of just saying it's a hoax. Obviously, the president's words were misconstrued, and that's not just a, you know, a bold-faced lie. We're telling you what we feel from analyzing this. But the interesting thing is people have died now. A man or a woman has died in Washington State. Here in Oregon, of course, the virus has spread all across America. People are panicking. You know, we look at the Costco in Hawaii, toilet paper. Imagine that, a toilet paper run. And people are telling people to stock up. Common sense would say that people should have done this a long time ago anyway. But we're going to be talking about this. But the reason I'm saying that, we're going to shift gears. And we're going to have a gentleman on who I find very fascinating. It's a first-time interview that I've had with him. His name is Tim Winders. He's going to be talking about something that he's so involved in. He's been living off the grid for so long. He and his wife, he's part of something called Seek, Go, Create podcast. A business owner, an executive, and a leader. He's managed multi-million-dollar companies. But his story, again, he's not promoting the sale of anything other than common sense, that if you didn't think that you could live with less, let this man help educate all of us, because we may need to become minimalists in this world, even though we're capitalists, I believe. There's a balance, I think, and this gentleman, I think, has it. I'm the owner, a proud owner of a 42-foot RV. Some call it a money pit. Others say, well, it's just a great thing to have. But my point is, I'm not looking to escape Dodge tomorrow. But ladies and gentlemen, you can all do something in light of what we're hearing with the coronavirus. Stay tuned. Much more here on the Call to Rights Radio Show. And it wouldn't be possible without the excellence and production of LJ, who's navigating these 50,000 watts to you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Baseball season here in Arizona, March 1, 2020. Help support the many sponsors of A Call to Rights or become one. We'll be right back after these important commercial announcements.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
To find yourself, think for yourself. Another great quote from Anonymous. I would like to meet that person someday. 35 minutes after the hour, the Call to Rights Radio Show rapidly moves on to high noon on this very special day, ladies and gentlemen. Baseball season hot and heavy here in the Valley of the Sun, as we have, of course, all the preseason games. The beautiful weather that's going to happen here. And to all of you listening around the nation, around the world, and watching us on Facebook Live, we appreciate your time, too. But I wanted to also mention another sponsor of the Call to Rights Radio Show, many coming on board, and we appreciate that, Phil Ramos of eXp Realty. Phil, of course, soldbyphil.com. You hear his commercials here. He's got some beautiful homes, whether you're looking in Scottsdale or other places in the Valley. Make sure you check him out, soldbyphil.com. And also you'll be hearing much more from a gentleman. His name is Rex Altry. He's the proud owner, CEO, of a great company here in the Valley in the auto glass industry, Safe Pro Auto Glass, and we'll be talking with him next week. Next week's guest, of course, is a man that wants to become your next sheriff, Jerry Sheridan. He'll be here live talking about reasons to vote for him and what's going on in his opinion and what's not going right in his opinion with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, all that and much more. But ladies and gentlemen, we transition to another phenomenal guest here, and I find them all the time. And our little secret we'll never give away, but you're the listener, and we appreciate the good positive feedback that we get. Tim Winders is a coach for business owners, executives, and leaders. He's also the host of Seek, Go, Create podcast and an author. He and his wife consider themselves nomads, and they currently live and travel and work in their 39-foot RV. Tim and his wife, Glory, have been, quote, homeless, end of quote, nomads since 2013. In 2008, Tim had three successful companies, $15.2 million in real estate sales, a national coaching business, and a lead generation business, but all that evaporated by 2013. Tim and his wife traveled with household pets and pet sitting in Australia, New Zealand, and North America from 2013 to 2017. They're widely traveled, and they have traveled, lived, and worked in their RV since January of 2019. Tim, welcome to the Call to Rights Show. How are you? I gather somewhere in your little location, a secret location. How are you this morning?
I'm doing excellent, Steve. Yeah, a little location, I guess. I'm in the middle of Colorado, so I don't have a problem saying that because I could start up and go somewhere different if I need to.
You know, I got to stop you right there. As I mentioned to the audience, saying it humbly, a proud owner of a 42-foot big monster RV with a 200-gallon diesel tank in there. So every time you pull up to the pump when she's empty, do the math, it's about a $600 filler. And I'm not a rich boy, but certainly, hey, we all earn our money. But I got to ask this. What do you do to keep the pipes from freezing in an RV in the winter? Talk about that. That's interesting because you got to do something, right?
Yes, you actually do. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest challenges we deal with. First of all, I mean, to get real practical here, you have mm-hmm. heated water hoses that right. connect to the side of the RV, and you heat all that up. And also, we're in a Class A motorhome, so mm-hmm. we have some basement areas down low that we turn up some heaters down there, and we've had it as low as 7 below.
Wow.
And we have had things freeze, so we've dealt with all that, and that's one of the big challenges.
Well, Tim, hey, the listeners may be scratching their head, or if they don't have hair, scratching the bald spot on their scalp and saying, hey, you know, why are we talking about, we're supposed to be talking about freedom. We have great guests in the studio here. But, you know, isn't it amazing? It's all about freedom, right, when you're living in an RV. Isn't that the case?
You know, you guys talk about options.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most debilitating places to be in life is to think you have no options.
That's right.
And we know people that way. We understand them. We've been around them. Probably many of us have even felt that way before. And just one of the things my wife and I, we've always pursued is we've always felt as if we've had options to do things. And, you know, one of the things we're doing now is we're not geographic specific. There are many yes. people that believe their children need to go to a certain school system. They need to stay in one area in one location mm-hmm. or whatever. And that's just an option that we've chosen to live out differently.
Well, and you've lived and you continue to live a very productive life. But here's the thing, going back to the little bio that I read, and again, we're live on Facebook Live, and people out there, we're certainly pretty appreciate that is our producer, LJ, for any questions that they may have. They'll pass them over to us as best as we can. But, Tim, this is interesting. What does it take? Because let me say this. I don't want to sound hypocritical. I live in a beautiful home. I have my clothes. People out there live in their, quote, set lifestyle. What is the main, I don't know, what advice can you give us if you're going to transition to that? And not out of just economic situation. I mean, I think people can be minimalist, right? We don't have to have 15 pairs of jeans or 25 dresses. It's hard. It's hard for me to even think how I would do that full time. So tell us some tips about how people can do that and not out of economic desperation. How do you just make that transition?
No, I think the easiest thing for people to do is to begin the thought process of thinking that we can actually travel and go beyond the boundaries that we've set for ourselves, mm-hmm. whatever that means. A lot of people, I mean, I grew up in Georgia, a small town just outside of Atlanta, and we pretty much lived in that geographic area. I had family in Mississippi. We went back and forth.
Sure.
That was in many ways our world. And so when my wife and I got married, we began traveling and we just began stretching ourselves. And I think that is the biggest thing that people should do is look at what are their comfort zones right now and what can they do to go beyond that. For example, you mentioned possessions.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously went through some financial issues.
Oh, of course.
2008, the downturn. And so many of our lifestyle changes were forced upon us.
Right.
We had to look at our 6,000 square foot home and say, hey,
wow.
We can't afford this anymore. We had to look at all of our stuff. And so it was forced upon us. And it's one of these journeys that you go through in life. You don't really enjoy it maybe when you're in the midst of it, when it's forced upon you.
Mm-hmm.
But once you go through it, I'm thankful we did. And maybe the last thing related to your question is don't wait for it to be forced upon you. Start putting
right.
yourself in some situations
right.
so that you can just kind of stretch. I mean, go on a 2-week trip where you drive across the country instead of hopping in an airplane and flying to the Caribbean.
Amen. And, you know, not to cut you short here, but no, Tim, you're right on
yeah.
target. I like the way you say that. Not out of necessity because, you know, we don't want to alarm people here. The coronavirus, I mean, they've been around a long time, but this strain is exceptionally to many. You know, obviously, look at all the poor people who've perished. But the point is, there are times in everybody's life, me included. Hey, I'm a sinner. I don't do everything right. But that's why we have great guests. And I always say this on this radio show. It's not about the host. There's no ego thing driving up my back spine with an electrical cord. This is all about people. So 602-277-5369. Maybe you're somebody out there that says, well, wait a minute. If I have two children, how are we going to do this? You know, I mean, let me ask you this personally. Did you do this transition while you had children that were still living on the road with you, or you don't have children now of you know, young age?
No, that's a great question, because as I'm sitting here right now, I'm actually in the passenger seat of our 39-foot RV, which is my converted office.
And you sound better than some people hooked up on other ways of communication. Wow. This is cool. I love it.
Yeah. And I know you have a great appreciation for military. I don't mind telling people I'm not far from the gates of Fort Carson in the Colorado Springs area.
Yes.
But I'll tell you this, there is no cell service here. So one of our challenges, along with freezing things, is getting good service. I have a podcast, so I've got all this equipment. But in answer to your question, when we became nomads, we used that term, maybe it made us feel better than being homeless when we were going through our challenges. Our children were around 19 and 22, so they were college age. And I used to joke that it was a little bit of leadership development that we did not provide a house for them to come back to. That's a whole other topic we won't get into.
Yes, sir.
But we, you know, they can't come live with you if you're in a car or you're, you know, necessarily in an RV. So as I'm sitting here right now, my 26-year-old son is 40 feet in front of me in his 25-foot RV that he purchased and acquired about last summer.
So a family caravan.
Photographer Brant. Absolutely. Cool. Well, we're meeting here because we actually are first-time grandparents. And our daughter lives in Colorado Springs. So we have that flexibility. We have the options.
Well, God bless, Tim. We're coming up to that break. Much more with Tim. He's our special guest. It's Tim Winders. He's joining us on the road. And we'll be back just after these important commercial announcements, ladies and gentlemen. But your questions are welcome here on Facebook. Jan asks, how does Tim stay online across the country? This is a good question, and we'll get him to answer this when we return. With your questions and comments, 602-277-5369, still time, nationally 1-866-536-1100. We'll be right back after these important commercial announcements, as I keep saying, that keep this radio show alive and well. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now, here's your host, Steve Cates.
Freedom cannot be bestowed. It must be achieved. Another of the great Anonymous quotes, and boy, would I like to meet Anonymous for the things that we talk about. 47 minutes after the hour, Tim Winders is our very special guest. You can find him on the World Wide Web, ladies and gentlemen. A very intriguing man, limited time today, at Seek Go Create Podcast, and that's simply seekgocreate.com. Tim, welcome back. Jan from our Facebook live stream, she had a question. How do you stay online across the country? I gather that's a technical question, and you're the guy to go to. How do you do it?
It is. Yeah, my engineering background has really worked hard at that, and it's a big struggle. Great question, Jan. I currently have backup. We have not endorsing any of these companies. We have an AT&T hotspot with unlimited data. We have a Verizon hotspot with unlimited data. I've got T-Mobile that I'm going to be testing here, and I tap into whatever Wi-Fi internet I can get with a 4 or 5 foot antenna on my roof.
Wow, interesting. I'm going to have to do these things immediately after the radio show. To my 42-foot RV. But I have some leaning issues, and I'm not trying to appeal, Tim, to the audience. But if there's anybody out there that fixes RVs, mine has a severe right-leaning issue. And I know we don't want to do – this is not a car show or an RV show. But mine has a severe right lean. It's not an airbag. But anyway, you know how to contact me. It's really simple. It's just very simply from my other brand, drskyshow@gmail.com. But, Tim, being serious here, we have another question that comes from Dan Schultz. Dan, you don't know, but Dan, we know Dan, and we were just talking with Stephen here, whose father was honored by President Trump, Irvin Julian here. Stephen's in our studio audience. But the interesting thing is, what I wanted to know is, when you're on the road, not to tell you your political party, how do you register to vote, and can you become a precinct committeeman? I think that's what Dan was asking. While you're traveling, does that all disappear because you don't have boots on the ground with a locked-in concrete address?
Well, there's a long answer, short answer. Let me go short.
Okay.
When we started traveling, we were living in the state of Georgia, where we had lived all our lives. And in fact, I was, I was on the Board of Elections. I was the chairman of the Board of Elections in the small county I was in.
Awesome.
And represented a political party that most of you and your listeners would lean towards, I'm guessing. And when we were traveling, we got a letter from the Board of Elections from the community we had moved to,
mm-hmm.
stating that they did not think we actually lived there and that we would have to come into the Board of Elections to prove that we had a residence in that community. They mm-hmm. basically took away our ability to vote in that area. So we did some searching in our country. There's a lot of options. That's what we're talking about here. And there is a state, some states, but definitely the specific state, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
that they are very friendly to missionaries, nomads,
truck
drivers. And you can actually become a citizen of South Dakota.
Really?
Just by going there once every few years and doing a few basic things. And so we actually are residents and live and vote in the state of South Dakota.
Wow, Tim, I can't wait for the radio show to end this time. I never say that because I'm heading up to South Dakota right after the show. Because, no, I think that's an amazing thing that you've said. And to Dan and all the listeners out there that are obviously, you know, in the political world, that we can do things to help candidates get elected, I think that's a beautiful answer. But I got to ask you this. Off of the sheet that you sent me, and I wish we had more time, I'd like to do this. I do some other shows around the country, and I'd like to ask you if you would, and it's a yes or no, if you and I could join maybe for an hour sometime pre-recorded and play this back here on this particular radio show. But here's the question. It's a real simple one. It's fun, and people out there need a little fun in their lives. What place every American should visit? Let me hear your answer. It's on your sheet, but I got to go there.
You know, it actually is bigger than just one answer, but I believe that every American, if they do not visit our national parks or the national park closest to them,
mm-hmm.
they are not living life to the fullest.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm actually not a huge fan of some of our government actions either, but I could tell you when we have visited our national parks, it just nourishes the soul.
Yes.
Everyone should visit as many of the national parks as they can.
Absolutely. And, you know, here, obviously, the biggie for us is the Grand Canyon. And I wonder how many people in this listening audience, since we have so many newbies that come into Arizona. Hey, I'm here 32 years. I'm a transplant from back east. Our special guests here and Laura and, of course, Stephen, they all have different stories. Chicago and Stephen, where are you from originally?
I was born and raised right here in Phoenix.
Well, he's a Phoenician. But I'm saying you're so right. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. We were at the south rim of the Grand Canyon a number of years ago. I advise people to wear strong shoes, have a coat just in case, and, you know, be careful when you're going down the hills and the trails. But coming back up, you really need to be a little more of a little more experienced. Sometimes you can get yourself in trouble, but let's put the positive spin on it. It's a beautiful place to see, and all of these national parks are places to go. We have a few minutes, and I wanted to shift to the other side of what you do on Seek, Go, Create in this particular podcast. Again, Tim Winders, he's our special guest. SeekGoCreate.com if you want to learn more about this exceptional family. I salute you, my friend. Talk about what you talk about here, the importance of having a coach or a mentor in what? In not only life, but in business. This is what you've specialized in.
Yeah. I actually am a coach for business owners, leaders. We also have a private family foundation where we actually coach and mentor
mm-hmm.
ministers and people in the faith world.
Awesome.
And I just believe that it's very powerful to have someone that can pull some things out of you that you may not be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, self-awareness, a lot of people say, is kind of one of the foundations of success. And many of us, even with all the tools and everything we have in our society today, it's kind of hard to know what our blind spots are. And I believe just a coach or mentor, just a trusted friend, is someone that can really help us with that self-awareness piece. And that's one of the things I believe that I'm able to do as a coach.
Very powerful. You also have something here that I want to share with the audience. And basically, it's this. The definition of leadership that many of us out there have never heard. Take it away, Tim, because I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
I recently did a podcast season on this, and it is being a steward over those people, places, and things that you have been gifted with. Sometimes I'll add in that God has gifted you with.
No, you bet.
And it's really overseeing and watching over those things. And that's the definition I like to use for leadership.
Say that again, and say it so that everybody can hear it again, because this is something that you would imagine, and I'm just envisioning this. I'm in Las Vegas at a big national convention, whether it's political or corporate or even just spiritual, And these words are now blasted across this gigantic screen in front of maybe 10,000 people in a ballroom. Take it away. Tell us what this means again.
Yes. Being a steward over those people, places, and things that God has gifted you with or that you have been given oversight with.
Wow.
And those things, of course, include so many things. Your family. I believe people are leaders in their family. I believe mm-hmm. that, you know, we're stewards over our possessions or things we've been given. So, anyway, that's the definition that I'm using, and I am loving working with that.
Wow. That's incredible. A few minutes left here, and we wish the show would go on for another 62 hours. And as I do in my astronomy side with Dr. Sky, through time and space for all eternity, for 13.5 or 6 billion years since the creation of the solar system from a scientific way, but realizing that time is short. Tips for working and making money on the road. This is interesting for people because let's say you're retired and you're getting a small, maybe you're getting a small Social Security check or you've got a pension and you combine the two. But what are some ways for, let's say, people that don't have that foresight or maybe they went through hard times? Let's hear that.
Yeah, a couple things that I believe are important. Number one, if currently you are geographic specific, in other words, you feel as if you're locked in geographically,
mm-hmm.
I work with some of my business owners on this. I try to get them to where they can build their business to where they can step away for 2 weeks at a time and just go do something else, go live somewhere else, go do something. So if you're geographically specific, do what you can to not be, whatever that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the second big tip is if there is some form of a hobby, something that you have passion about.
There you go.
What is it that you could possibly monetize that?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many people out there that are, you know, blogging, YouTubing, podcasting about things as niche as, building models from cars that were, you know, developed in the 50s or things like that. And you can actually generate some profit and revenue from just minimal things like that. And so I guess those are the two big tips. And then, of course, the bigger one is you can actually live a very low overhead, low cost lifestyle.
See?
If you do it correctly and do it very intentionally.
That's exactly right. And you know what I'm thinking of doing after the studio here? I'm ready to head out of here. I don't like to head out of here, but you're giving us great reasons to do many things. And that, of course, is for this particular radio audience too. I know what I'd like to do. Take the big 42 when I decide to retire, put the broadcast equipment in there. That's a novel idea, right? And then do the Dr. Sky programs in all the national parks. Be paid something, nothing outrageous. And then just live on. Here's what I'd like to say, in my opinion, living under the golden rule. What say you?
Absolutely. I mean, what would it be? It would be awesome just to interview people that are visiting our national parks.
How about that?
From all over the world. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It'd be amazing. Tim, the time's run out, but again, the passion hasn't, and we appreciate what you're doing here. Tim Winders, you can learn so much more about him by going to his website, SeekGoCreate.com. It's the Seek Go Create podcast. I want to thank you, and I hope I have met a new friend here, and that's you, and I think the radio audience would wholeheartedly agree. Thank you for being here. We'll talk again, and I'm hoping you agree with that too, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for all the support you've given us over the years. We continue to move through this new year, 2020. I want to thank Stephen Irwin for being here. I want to thank, of course, I want to thank our special guests here. I want to thank Laura B. for being here. Stephen Julian, of course, the correct pronunciation of his name. I do appreciate that. And all of you out there, and again, remember this, ladies and gentlemen, this wouldn't be possible without the excellence in production, and that goes to LJ. It's not easy to balance 50,000 watts, and I can see them in her hand. It's like Electra. You see the power of 50,000 watts. We really appreciate what you do. And all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, a man who wants to become the sheriff of Maricopa County, Jerry Sheridan, you may know him. And Rex Altry, a new sponsor, talking about something very powerful, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to, seriously, auto glass and maybe changes coming to the insurance rules and regulations and things you need to know. And we'll continue as long as we have breath in this guy, Steve Cates, your humble host here on the Call to Rights radio show, wishing you a great day as we move into the baseball season here in Arizona. What a great American tradition, no matter what your team is, whether it's the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, or maybe the Angels. We'll be back next week.